This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the weekly Five Stripes preview.
And it's punched in for a goal!
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Cotty. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. The way banking should be.
Hey, man, there we go. Hey, sorry about the delay, guys. We're out here at the Gulch, and we just had a violent rainstorm roll right through, so
check.
You're good, Carl.
We're good. There we go.
Just had to check our diodes. Eric, by the way, took one for the team, and he had 120 volts roll through right there while he was making sure we were plugged in.
Yeah, it was pretty violent, but we made it through, and, yeah. And the guy that's going to help us make it through tonight is Mike Cotty, who joins us for the Five Stripes preview. And, Cotty, let's get to it, man. We won't have Escobar tonight. And, you know, we've been limited and short, and this has been part of the issue. How do you view this whole thing with how the rotation is currently picking the 11, knowing with the struggles that we've been dealing with?
Well, you're in a really, really bad spot right now. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. You are in really bad trouble with so many absences tonight in the same position group, because it's not just Escobar. You've lost Breck Shane for the season now. You don't have Mikey Ambrose tonight. You don't have George Bello tonight. You don't have Florentin Pogba tonight. It's iffy on Michael Parkhurst because he's been putting in a lot of work, and he appears to be running out of gas. So, you know, injuries are part of the game, and you can have injuries, but this would be like the Falcons losing four of their six wide receivers. You know, it's all coming in the same position group, and it's going to dramatically limit your options tonight. Dealing with a Houston team that's fast and strong and powerful, and they have the ability to score a lot of goals. They did last year. They scored four in the first half against Atlanta United. So I'm guessing the approach for Frank DeBoer tonight will be, let's just find 11 guys who can go out and play. Formation is not really going to matter as much tonight. Tactics won't matter as much. It's going to be a lot of 1v1 matchups. Can Atlanta United win those matchups tonight? And if they do, they might be able to get a result. But it's going to be very, very difficult.
It is our man Mike Cotty with our Five Stripes preview. Mike, I know we got the deal. It was official that Mo Adams is coming down from the Chicago Fire. Would he be available for Sunday against United?
I don't know. I'll try to find that out. It's possible. I mean, Mo Adams, you know, he's healthy. It's not like he's coming off an injury or anything like that. It shouldn't take him too long to assimilate. But as far as his availability for Sunday is concerned, I really don't know. Keep in mind, you do get Franco Escobar back on Sunday, and you might have Michael Parkhurst in a better spot this Sunday if he doesn't play tonight. I don't know what his status will be for tonight. So there is a little bit of help on the way. You might not necessarily need to have Mo Adams on Sunday. You would certainly like to have him at least in the 18. But I don't know for sure if he'll be able to go or not. I'll have to find that out later.
It is Mike Cotty. It's our Five Stripes preview, guys. Tonight, Atlanta United taking on Houston Dynamo down here at Mercedes-Benz. 6:30 pregame. Kick is at 7. Cotty, tell us about the Dynamo.
Well, I mean, like I said, strong, fast, powerful. They have the ability to score a lot of goals. They have been absolutely dreadful on the road over the last 3 years. They've only won 4 road games over the last 3 years. What's interesting, though, is their losses on the road are generally very close. I think 12 of the 17 road losses that they've had over the last year and a half have been by one goal. So it is a little bit deceptive when you talk about how inept they have been on the road, because it's not like they're getting blown out on the road either. They're a little bit below the playoff line in the West right now. The Western Conference is looking really stacked top to bottom. They're 8-8-3, but that has them below the playoff line. Tied for 12th in the league in goals scored, tied for 12th in the league in goal difference. That's right in the middle. You have 24 teams in the league. That's right in the middle. Houston is one of those teams. They remind me a lot of LAFC in a way, where when they score, they score a lot. They'll score bunches of goals in a match, and when they don't score, they usually get clean sheeted. It's a very tough matchup for Atlanta United tonight, though, just because their strength aligns so well with Atlanta United's injury depletion right now. The injuries in the back line, their strength is their speed and their power and their ability to score goals. It's going to be an extremely difficult matchup for Atlanta United tonight.
It is Mike Conti, guys, with our Five Stripes preview brought to you by Associated Credit Union as Norfolk Southern rolls by behind us as we're hanging out the ghost. The rain has stopped, by the way, for folks that are coming out of tailgate, so we stayed dry. Great job by our engineering staff. Now, can we handle the heat tonight against the Dynamo? Mike, because of the defensive situation, the injuries, and the guys just not there, do you expect it to be a little more wide open? I mean, we're just going to go back and forth, a lot of counters, just guys going end-to-end?
It could be. Atlanta United could also make a decision that they might want to play a 5-4-1 or a 4-4-2 and just try to create a mismatch in the defensive third, because you're going to need help. You need help with Ramel Kyoto and Mauro Manotas and Albert Elie's coming forward because they are so fast. You might want to create a numbers mismatch. And if Atlanta United, it would seem unusual for them to do this at home. They've never really done it ever as a club, but Atlanta United might be in a situation tonight where they have to bunker. And if that happens, then it could be a very tight, low-scoring game. I think if Atlanta United does not play with that tactic, then, yeah, we could absolutely have a bunch of goals tonight both ways. Because Houston gives up a lot of goals, too. I mean, they are tied for ninth in the league in goals allowed. I mean, that's pretty good, not great. Atlanta United, you know, just for reference, is tied for fourth in the league in goals allowed, and they've been slipping. So Atlanta United's played a lot of high-scoring games since the international break. I guess that could happen again tonight, but there I think it goes a little bit into what Frank DeBoer's mentality will be tonight, if he wants to sit back and kind of absorb pressure and bunker, or if he wants to run against this team.
It is Mike Conti, Five Stripes Preview. If we were just having this conversation around a table of friends and somebody said, so what's good about our club right now? What would you say?
Well, I mean, good Lord. I mean, first of all, they control their own destiny in the East. If they win twice this week, they're in first place. They're 6 points out of first, two matches in hand. They're fine. No one in the Eastern Conference is doing anything right now. Even over the last six matches, Atlanta United's 2-3-1, and they haven't lost at home. That's not bad. So they're fine. I mean, all of their goals are still right there in front of them. It's still very, very possible for them to win the Eastern Conference. They're two wins away from winning a major trophy, the U.S. Open Cup. They're one win away from winning the Campione's Cup, making them the champions of North America. So, I mean, they're right there. They put themselves in position to fulfill all of their goals. The injuries are out of their control right now. The things that are in their control have worked pretty well. Joseph Martinez is back to his old self. He's scoring a ton of goals. He's usually good for a goal a game now, if not more. Pitty Martinez has had two very, very strong matches in a row. I think they've gotten outstanding play out of Darlington Nagbe. He hasn't been talked about much lately. I think Nagby's been very, very steady. So, I mean, there are a lot of positive things with this club right now. It's not nearly as bad as I think some people are painting it out to be. But there are things that are coming up right now that are just aligning in a very bad way for timing for Atlanta United, where all these injuries are happening. And, yeah, you have a lot of home games coming up, but they're against good teams. I mean, after tonight, you play DC United, second in the East. Then you play LAFC, who's running away with Supporters Shield on the road. Then you come back here, you have to play LA Galaxy, second in the West. Then you play New York City, who only has three losses all year. So the injuries are coinciding with a very difficult part of your schedule, and I think that's why things have looked wobbly lately. But the bottom line is this. Atlanta United is still in great shape in the Eastern Conference once they can get this turned around.
Yeah, last year, guys, it was arguably the ugliest game we ever played until that Chicago match, Mike, came up a few weeks ago against Houston, and obviously we went on to win the title. It's just, as Mike pointed out, Carl, the timing has been so brutal. If these had happened, these injuries during the international break, we'd be okay. But unfortunately, we're right back to a very busy schedule, a very compressed portion of our schedule again coming up in August as well. So I think when Bello comes back, Mike, that does certainly alleviate some of these pressures on the defense.
No question about it, and hopefully that's close. It sounds like he's getting there. I mean, I don't think a timetable has really been set yet, but I know Darren told you guys yesterday that it is close. And getting Florentin Pogba back soon, hopefully, will help a great deal. So there is help on the way. Mo Adams will help with all this, too. Emerson Hyneman is a midfielder who can really help give Atlanta United some depth down the stretch. So there is help on the way. You've just got to get through tonight. If you're taking it one match at a time right now with these injuries. If you get through tonight, you get Escobar back on Sunday. Now you feel a little bit better about D.C. You get a win there, and then who knows? Maybe you go out to LAFC and you surprise some people. So it's really, really close to being a good spot for Atlanta United right now. Remember, they've dropped 5 points lately, literally on the last kick of the game. You know, if Pittman makes the penalty against Toronto, if you don't give up the late goal against Red Bulls, we're having a totally different discussion. It's a totally different feel about this club right now. They just haven't done a good job of closing matches out lately.
And that's what's been so frustrating. Mike Conte, have a great call tonight. Pre-game at 6:30. Kick is at 7. Thanks so much, as always, Mike.
Okay, guys, stay dry out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.